He's not appealing anymore, it would seem, because just half an hour ago he attended the police station after being telephoned by authorities. Now, they told him that his passport was ready for retrieval and that the charges had been dropped on the order of Sheikh Mohammed. So he nervously attended the police station, and it was confirmed by CID, which is their criminal investigation department, that the charges had been dropped, the sentences overturned, and he was free to go without deportation and free to return to the country. It's a huge development, and it's very obvious that it's due to the international media attention that Jamie's attracted. There's been public outrage, social media has been going crazy, hashtag boycott Dubai, and just general anger coming from the public. That's going to affect Dubai's tourism, obviously. And it was in their best interests to do something about this particular case. He was asked to attend the police station, and he was extremely nervous because this often happens. The police tell you to attend the station, they'll give you your passport back, but instead they put you in jail. So he was very nervous, and I told him to take the risk and attend the station. He called me straight afterwards and said he has his passport back. And to me, he sounded in shock. He couldn't believe it. He did not expect it to happen. He was definitely preparing himself mentally for months in jail. So right now he's overwhelmed. I spoke to him. He's just telephoning his family right now, and he's just so excited to be going home. Jamie, having been released, doesn't mean that there are hundreds of other British people there who haven't attracted the same media attention and haven't had special consideration from the Sheikh. So he's just one very fortunate person who the public cared about so much that it forced the UAE government to act. It's just been a horrible time for him. He lost his job. He's had over £30,000 of expenses. He's risking losing his house. Even a couple of days ago, his house was broken into, probably because the public knew that he was away, so he was targeted. He's really angry about the allegations that were made against him, and he had several witnesses to prove his innocence. Now he's considering taking civil action against Newman and Esser, and also the accuser, and he can do that in the UK or German courts.